Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from Tom O'Donnell. I am Susan's husband. On September the 24th, 1966, on the altar of St. Elizabeth's Church in Manhattan, God joined us both together till death do us part. Not true. Today's line is to be continued in heaven. When St. Peter asked me why I am here, all I have to say is I'm with Suzanne. The gate swings wide open. The first time I saw her was in a church. Girls, guys, the best catches are in church. She was an RN graduate of St. Vincent's Nursing School. Upon her graduation, she and many of her classmates went to work at Sloan Kettering Cancer Hospital, taking care of cancer babies. The most heartbreaking job a young girl or anybody can have. Her fellow nurses told me she worked full weeks with the kids, most nurses could only handle 3 days. At the end of her life, she worked at Carmel Richmond Nursing Home. On Staten Island. Her mother and my father finished up there. I had two guardian angels that became alcoholics, so God gave me Susie. Saved by the church bell. At her 80th birthday, she had a seizure. 9/11 took her to a university hospital where she was diagnosed with glioblastoma, a deadly form of brain cancer. She was operated on and part of the cancer was removed, and she came home. Then she had a second seizure, this time paralyzed on her left side. While in the hospital, she developed a tailbone wound the size of a baseball. Now we wonder what will take her first. Everybody who knows Susie loves her. She brightens up a room when she walks in. God-loving and compassionate. Here's just one example. A mouse was caught in our trap, but was still alive. Susie released the mouse and performed CPR, and then released it into the woods. We tease her and say she sang Born Free, but that was Susie. So to sum it up, our coverage runs out on March the 25th. We have to pay $4.75 a day to stay. Thanks for your help and your donations. No matter how small, it's giant. I'll keep you posted. God bless you all. Tom signing off.